Our scripture this morning, it comes from Romans 4, 24 through 5, 2. It was written also for our sake, because it is going to be credited to us too. It will be credited to those of us who have faith in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was handed over because of our mistakes, and he was raised to meet the requirements of righteousness for us. Therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness combined with our faith, we have made peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand through him, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I like to watch HGTV. I like to watch shows like Extreme Makeover Home Edition, where they take a house and they look at it and they see all of the potential that the house could possibly have, and they transform it into something almost unbelievable. I love to see it because when I see the house in the original condition, I begin to dream about what the possibilities are. And when the big reveal comes, I like to just be amazed that someone could take all that potential and transform it into something beautiful. We, as Christians, we also need extreme makeovers. God takes us as we are, and God sees all the beautiful potential that we have in all of our brokenness. And God begins to do incredible work in us and transforms us into beautiful versions of the best people that we can be. Our extreme makeover moment is the Easter story. Easter is the center of our faith. If Easter did not happen, if resurrection did not happen, then Christmas and the life of Jesus and the stories we love would just be good stories. But Easter, the resurrection, it makes everything else have meaning. Easter is what we hang our hat on. It is the foundation of what the church is built on. Easter is our extreme makeover moment. Resurrection means transformation and changed lives. If we believe in the resurrection, then our life is never the same. Resurrection, it moves us from existence into abundant life. In the 24th and 5th verse, this is what it says. It is written also for our sakes, because it is going to be credited to us too. It will be credited to those of us who have faith in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was handed over because of our mistakes, and he was raised to meet the requirements of righteousness for us. It is our moment. Our extreme makeover moment that Jesus offers us forgiveness and abundant life. We fall short of the glory of God. We stand in the need of forgiveness. We understand brokenness. But because Jesus died on a cross for our mistakes, for our sinfulness, then we receive his righteousness. Not because we deserve it, because we don't, but because God loves us. Jesus, after he was resurrected, he went and he spent time with his disciples, and he particularly sought out Peter. Remember Peter, the one that denied Jesus 3 times? He went and specifically sought him out, and he said, "Peter, I love you." He did that because he wanted Peter to know that he was forgiven, that nothing would separate him from the love of Jesus. Jesus wanted Peter to know that. That's our story too, that Jesus seeks us out and says, there is nothing that will separate you from my love, that there is forgiveness and abundant life. It is at the core of this moment, this Easter moment, that we are given abundant life. When we accept Jesus into our hearts and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are forgiven. We are given a personal relationship with God, and we are given abundant life. Jesus, in John 10:10, it says this, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This moment of Easter, it moves us from mere existence into blessed, abundant, full life. This is our moment to enjoy and witness to this, to let this abundant life transform us. This abundant life, what does that mean? It means that we have peace in the storms of life. And let me tell you, there will be storms in life. But when we have Christ in our hearts, when we have that abundant life, then we have peace in the midst of it. It means that we have passion and boldness to share God's love with others, that something stirs inside of us and we just can't hold it in, that we want others to know the good news of Jesus Christ. This abundant life, it means that every step we take on the journey with God is that we are becoming closer to Christ, that we are becoming better versions of ourselves. Abundant life means that God calls us forward, that God sees the beautiful potential in each of us, and he helps to make us better versions of ourselves. This resurrection, it moves us from death to eternal life. In 5:1, the scripture says this, therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness combined with our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Resurrection proclaims that death has been overcome. Because Jesus lives, we too may live. Jesus overcame the trials of life and even death so that we could have power and passion in this life and that we could live for eternity. When we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, we are given eternal life through the righteousness of Christ, and we receive the victory of death. We receive the victory of the cross. We are no longer limited by the breaths we breathe, for our life is eternal. Resurrection, it defies death so that we too can defy death and have eternal life. Resurrection moves us from hopelessness to hope-filled life. In Romans 5:2, it says, we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand through him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. Here's the thing. If we miss resurrection, we miss the hope that is in Christ. We will be left hopeless. But when we come to the cross, when we see that Jesus died on the cross, when we go to the tomb and when we find it empty, that gives us hope. It gives us hope because we understand that there is more to the story, that we serve a God who is bigger than anything that we can imagine, and we can put our hope in Christ. In Luke's gospel, there's a story about two men and they're on the road to Emmaus, and it comes from the 24th chapter, and in verse 24-21 it says this, they're walking along and they said, but we had hoped. They were walking along the road and they said, our spirits are down because this Jesus that we believed in, he died, but we had hoped that it would be different. And Jesus reveals himself to those men, and their lives are forever changed, because when they said we had hoped, it moved to we have hope. It changed when they realized that the resurrection was real. Their hopelessness, their despair, their downtroddenness changed, and they were filled with hope. We know too well the brokenness of our world. We experience pain and heartache, sickness and fatigue. But in Christ, we have hope. We know that because of the resurrection, we know that our world doesn't end here. We know that there is something bigger and more beautiful that lies ahead for us. And even when this world beats us down, we can still hold on to that hope, because the tomb was empty, death was defeated, and we were given a glimpse into what eternal life looks like. And when we hold on to that, when we believe that with all that we are, we have hope no matter what we face in this world. Jesus' resurrection means that we have a life filled with hope despite what is happening now, that we have a glimpse into eternity. I want to live in that life. I want to live in that life that sees beyond the hopelessness and despair of this world. I want to live that abundant, God-filled life. I want that passion in my heart that sends me into the world to give that out, because that's what our world needs. And that's what brings glory to God. Today is Resurrection Day. Today is the day that we go and proclaim the tomb is empty. God has done something amazing. This is the day. Don't miss this day. It is the day we hang our hat on. It is the day that we look in the mirror and we are transformed. We are different because we have experienced this day. We go from existence to abundant life. We go from the heartbreak of this world to the hope of eternity. It's the big reveal. It is our extreme makeover. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Proclaim it in the streets. Live into that transforming power. Don't miss it. God loves us so very much that he would not leave us in the brokenness of our world, but would send his only son to die on a cross, to take our mistakes, to die a death that was true, that was cold, that was real. But God would not end it there. He would raise Christ from the dead, so that we can experience a glimpse into eternity. Don't miss this moment. Sit at the tomb, stare at the cross. It is a gift of love. It is a gift of transformation. And it is a gift that is available to you. Live into it, for God loves you abundantly. Amen.